Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday night. It is December 15th, 2023. And oh, I tell you what, I was just looking, I was glanced through the Bible here just a second ago, and I had one of my marked places. I always have a lot of different ones over the years, but this time I haven't read for a while. Daniel chapter 12, and my old buddy, the Archangel Michael. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as there never was, such as never was since there was a nation, even to the same time. And at that time, the people, thy people shall be delivered. Every one that shall be found written in the book. You got to be written in that book, you see. And many of them that sleep in the dust and the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars from ever and ever. But thou, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book. Even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on other side, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear unto them that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed until the end of time, and many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from that time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh the desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. But go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is getting down, and I think we're getting close to that era. We're getting close into that time frame. And the Gog-Magog War is definitely on. And let me say this. They took, Maersk ship? The Houthi rebels, which are the rebels financed by the Persians. And, you know, Michael and Gabriel had trouble with the Prince of Persia, did they not? Powerful entity, right? So that's what we're dealing with here at the end, you see. That's what we are dealing with here. Stock market, boy, it's sure going up like gangbusters, isn't it? Just makes you feel really good. At the same time, at a giant chicken farm in Kansas, giant chicken facility, egg-producing facility in Kansas, bird flu has struck and killed, you know, over 1.7% approximately of the chicken flock. I think that's hundreds and hundreds, 687,000 or something like that, or 6.87 million. I forget. I'd have to look. Let me see if I've got that story queued up here, because that is an important story. Eggs are going to go way up again. Eggs are going way up again. Let's see what eggflation returns as top producer hit with bird flu in Kansas. Oh, that's very interesting that the bird flu is getting hit back, you see. Now, the question is, America's top egg producer and distributor revealed Tuesday that its egg-laying hens at the Mega Industrial Farm in Kansas had been infected with the highly pathogenic avian influenza. It's bad news as egg prices will likely rebound after crashing from record highs earlier this year. On Tuesday, Cal-Maine Foods wrote in a press release that 684,000 laying hens, or approximately 1.6% of its total flock, have been affected by the bird flu. The production facility is located in Kansas and temporarily ceased operations to follow safety protocols instructed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Bloomberg noted that Cal-Maine escaped bird flu cases last year after the virus decimated 72 million birds last year. They escaped bird flu cases. Now, I wonder if they escaped. I wonder if they escaped all of the red Chinese commandos coming into the country across the southern border. I wonder if they escaped from them, or if they escaped from the Spetsnaz, the Russian Spetsnaz. Because, you see, when you have all of these people roaming around and you have a huge facility, all it takes is what? One, two, three guys working in a bird, you know, working in a, in an egg producing plant. And they have a lot of people. They have a lot of people working in these things, and they're always looking for people to work. You see what I'm saying? There's a demand for jobs, you know, and for, to find people who work for the money to work in the big rural agricultural facilities. Consequently, I wonder if the red Chinese may have just increased the egg prices, okay? Or the Russians, or what have you. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. But you're going to see stuff like this happen again and again and again. You're going to see it happen again and again and again. And then we've got what? We've got, oh, I'll tell you, we've got the stock market. Then the fact is we've got all kind of stuff ready to go down. Let's see this one here. The media, mainstream, is not telling you about certain things about the economy. They have completely, utterly disconnected from reality. You're definitely not alone. They tell us inflation's under control, but I was just at the grocery store today. I can hardly believe the prices. They tell us that unemployment is low, but large companies are laying off workers in the droves. They tell us that things are getting better for the middle class, but the truth is, by mid-2024, the vast majority of Americans will have less money than they did in 2019. Well, already it's cost, what, 11 grand more this year, I believe, than it did just a year or two ago, okay? So I don't know, or in the last year of Trump's. And more I look at all of these cases with Trump and Biden and Hunter and all this, I just don't see an election. I don't see an election coming. So don't put your hopes up on that, that there's going to be the great big victory for Donald Trump. If we have the election, he runs, and you want to vote for him, then by all means, do so. By all means, really do so, because that, you see, is going to be the key, if we have an election, to maybe possibility of doing something good. But I'm not going to count on that. I'm not going to count on that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you my situation. It's a miracle for me. All of you praying and all of the things that you can do and help and all of that, it's been miraculous. I am on air. If you heard me the first night I was on with Brother Quayle, I could hardly talk or do anything. And my fatigue was so evident that it was not funny. But I'm going to tell you what. I am going to go on. I have saw the doctor today after some more lab work and stuff. I'm going to continue on to a third round of a chemo. And I would remind everybody that what I told the doctors is I wanted to make it through this Christmas and have a Christmas with my wife. And it looks like I'm going to do that, okay? And it looks like I'm going to see the beginning of the new year. But I'm going to go do a third round, probably starting next week, okay? Third round of the chemo, because that seems to be doing some good. And then at a certain point, maybe a fourth, and then a scan after that. I'm just trying to tell you the truth. Now, there's all kind of stuff and alternatives that you can do. And you believe you me that I am also, just in case the old COVID comes back, I'm doing the ivermectin. Now, the ivermectin also supposedly, allegedly disrupts, allegedly, some of the signals that the tumor cells give each other so that if they disrupts the growth pattern of cancer tumor cells. I guess it's fabendazole also, which is a dog dewormer. Apparently, some people have taken that. I've had extreme, excellent, excellent success against some of the cancers, including one that I might have, all right, which is I do, small C lung cancer. So I can't try every single thing, and I'm trying to listen to what seems to be the best that is working for me at this moment, but I'm trying and not opposed to doing other things. But I am not able at this time to really stand up straight without a walker. And this is just to tell you where I'm at. But I pray that you all will continue to pray, Lord Jesus, if you'll help them pray again tonight. Lord, will you come to me? Will you remove the cancer completely from my body, from all of the systems of my body, all the organs of my body, from the liver, from the pancreas, from the lymph nodes, from the bones, Lord Jesus, from the lungs. Will you remove it from my body and restore me back to health? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. So I will tell you what, the medical miracle is what I meant, but I'm already by miracle on air and still doing this radio broadcast, which is what I was recruited by the Archangel Michael to do. And oh, ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And if he decides to call me back, then I will go. And I will go back and be in heaven triumphantly. But just as in Daniel, there'll be some that will go and they don't know where they're going to go. And then they will be in the other space. You see what I'm saying? And you know where you're at. You know who you're with. And you've repented your sins and asked Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And when he knows you're with him and you know that he's with you, then you know what you're going to do. And that will start to remove the fear, that any fear that you might have. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Now, we had gold and silver. I just looked it up a little bit ago. And these eggs, these are going to be something quite interesting. And all of the food and all of the stuff can go up and up and up. And then the fact is, if you get into Taiwan and you get into war with China, you get into war more directly with Russia or with Iran more directly, then all bets are off. Then it becomes whatever you got and whatever you can find, whatever you can trade for, whatever you can see, and then also What you going to do when the lights off go off for you? Okay. We already had a large solar flare, I believe, yesterday or the day before, which interrupted the radio broadcast, the radio on the planet. But the gold, right before it came on air tonight, was 2022.02. Silver was $23.99, and platinum, $953, and I believe 57 cents. Now, that right there, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever recall, if you ever listened to Steve Quayle in the old days, when he first told people to buy gold and silver and ask them, hey, why don't you call me up and buy some gold and silver for me? Guess what gold was? $350 an ounce, and today it's 2022.02. You see, if you'd have listened to Brother Quayle back then, I think silver back then, and today it was, what I tell you, $23.99 an ounce. When he first talked about it years ago, I believe it was $4.50 per ounce. Now, if we'd have went out and bet the ranch back then, look where we'd have been. Look where we would have been. And being sitting on your bug-out property with the 250 campesinos on horseback or in jeep with full automatic weapons protecting you, okay? In some mountain area or some jungle area or rural area. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do. I don't know what we're going to do when all of that happens, but I will say this. There is power in the blood of Jesus. That is the key. He ain't going to go, you know, no man will come to heaven without the, you know, without him, because he's the way, the truth, and the light. That's all there is to it. Now, everybody's lawyers are being in Dutch now. Rudy Giuliani all of a sudden owes $148 million, which I don't believe Rudy's got. To the poll workers in Georgia. So I'm not going to say too much on that, but I will tell you what. Other than, to me, there seems to be a lot of shenanigans that took place in all those elections, and Trump lost, and there were anomalies. I don't know about the thing in Georgia, all that, but there were anomalies, and what you have. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if we'll have another election. Just as I said. Medicare death data, if you've not seen this story, confirms, and it's at the SGTReport.com, SGTReport.com. Medicare death data confirms that the COVID vaccines are killing people. No more doubts. Same anomaly in all five countries that they're reporting on. Boy, oh boy. I will say this. At some point in time, we're going to have to smack the crap out of Iran. And if they can't hit Yemen, I don't know what they can do. And if they can't get the Saudis on board, if we hit Yemen and hit the Houthi rebels, then that right there is just, we're laying down for Iran, we're laying down for Russia, we're laying down for China. And you're going to see stuff happen here to us hello to my friends out there in the old stagecoach stop. God bless you out there. God bless you out there. And old Daryl and all the different good people. And those out on the Warren Soul Drive, the old Warren Soul Drive, may Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. May he provide you medical miracles for your toe and your leg and your foot. May he watch over your children out there. And may he allow you to continue to teach them the Lord Jesus, how the Lord loves them, and also teach them how to defend themselves with the Muay Thai and the firearms and all of the things. And at the same time, deliver benefits and wonderment to these children. So once again, hats off to the Warren Soul Drive. Now, I tell you what, I'm a little tired today because I've been up, had to get up early and go and do lab work and do all the stuff and go see the doctor and all the different things. But we'll get through this, and so don't fault me, you know. Don't fault me on that kind of stuff if you can help it. But be that as it may, the miracle is that the Lord Jesus got me on air. And if you felt like I felt a couple weeks ago, you would not believe it. And I would also point out what it might be like to have over almost 2 gallons, you know, or a gallon on two separate occasions of fluid taken off my lungs with a big old long needle out the back. And I don't have that occurring anymore. That's not happening now. That's not happening now. So I can do this show, and I'm doing that on behalf of the Lord Jesus. Strike blows against his enemies. And to warn the remnant out there, that would be many of you, those with eyes to see and ears to hear about what's to come and how to prepare for it. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Now, I had another story here. I want to see what else the story might have been. Ah, yes. They want your guns. The federal government, the ATF, wants your guns. National Rifle Association, this was from a story in the Epoch Times by Jack Phillips, but also over at Tyler Durden at Zero Hedge. It says National Rifle Association sounded an alarm on a gun control proposal from a federal regulatory agency that could unjustly criminalize Americans from selling a firearm. Ah, yes. In a statement Tuesday, the largest U.S. gun rights group flagged that a rule proposed earlier this year by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Explosives, ATF, known as ATF 2022R-17, which proposed amending and broadening the definition of when a person is deemed to have been engaged in the business of being a firearms dealer other than a gunsmith or pawnbroker. It would expand the definition of firearms dealer to anyone who sells or offers for sale firearms and also represents to potential buyers or otherwise demonstrates a willingness and ability to purchase and sell additional firearms, according to the rule proposal. It would also include The definition would be broadened to include people who sell guns for services, property, or anything other than cash. So if you have somebody that you trade a truck for a rifle or something like that, the pros will create a standalone definition of terrorism. Aha! And would clarify what it means for a person to be engaged in the business of dealing firearms and to have the intent to predominantly earn a profit from the sale or disposition of firearms. So if you want to boot an old shotgun for $10 or $20 on top of the what you got it from Uncle Harry when he gave it to you, oh boy, you might be, quote unquote, involved in terrorism. The public comment period on the rule ended last week, NRA official Randy Kozik told the Fox News Tuesday that the rule would be just another attempt to demolish our Second Amendment rights with the potential to unjustly criminalize everyday Americans for engaging in lawful firearms transactions. Kozik said this rule blatantly disregards the recent NRA-backed Bruin ruling on the Second Amendment. Mr. Kozik added it also creates serious confusion among lawful gun owners who buy and sell firearms legally for various purposes, from collecting to self-defense. The NRA in an early statement said the ATF doesn't have the resources nor the intent of handling the massive increase in the federal firearms licenses that the proposed rule would result if the terms were adopted. But instead, the proposal is a transfer and attempt to strong arm internet service providers, gun shows, technology platforms, and other facilitators to abandon any involvement in private gun sales with vague threats of administrative action for noncompliance. And I always think about the BATF people and how they were the ones back in the day, how they were the ones that had the little nooses that they put on a black ATF agent's computer. You remember that back a few years ago? It's just ridiculous. All I know is this: if you do not have a firearm, if you do not have a shotgun, then call old Uncle Bill or Grandpa John or somebody like that, or your neighbor who's got 100 different rifles and shotguns and pistols. Ask them if you could have a 22 long rifle to use, or a 12 gauge Mossberg pump or Remington pump or something like that, or a 357 Magnum. Maybe they've got a combination of two or three that you allow them, and you will trade them also for self-defense of their property and for joining in if somebody comes down your block getting ready to try to take you out of the world and take your goods, services, what have you, or to take your neighbors. You see, do not go into the Luciferian night without a fight. You cannot do that, because I'm going to tell you what, they'll just do what Hamas has done to all these people. And now they're starting to find people in different areas where they're already dead. And then now, mistakenly, they had hostages put in there. Israeli hostages were mistakenly killed by Israeli IDF, thinking they were Hamas, terrorists. So when you get into war, ladies and gentlemen, war is hell. War is war. Don't expect to be in the little nicety of all this Biden crowd who are telling the Israelis not to fight back against Hamas. Why doesn't Biden and the Ivy League shitbird national security director, why don't they tell Hamas to stand down right now, or he'll blow the entire Gaza to kingdom come? Oh, yeah. And also, blow the Houthi rebels in Yemen and kingdom come. And maybe we ought to hit Natanz. Maybe we ought to hit Tehran. Maybe you ought to find out where the Ayatollahs are at on a Friday night or a Saturday morning, you know, or a Sunday afternoon. What little hidey hole they go down to and count their billions of dollars. That would be a good thing, don't you think, for the U.S. intelligence groups? To be looking into, instead of to be looking into what you're up to. Man. That's a story I did not see. This was also in Epoch Times, which is a good thing. Surprising herb inactivates the COVID virus. Let's see what this says here. The COVID virus, allegedly. Modern research marks willow bark, long used as a natural remedy, as a potent and highly effective remedy against coronavirus. Willow bark. Quite interesting. That's a story up at Epoch, E-P-O-C-H, health.com. Cut willow bark into small pieces, froze and ground them, and then created an extract using hot water after treating SARS-CoV-2 virus with the willow bark extract and incubating it with cells. The RNA was extracted from the culture cells for analysis. Okay, very interesting article. Go up and look at that, because that, you see, gives you other ideas. It's going to come down to stuff that you're not going to believe. There are strange flight patterns over Saratoga Springs, New York. There's all kind of stuff ongoing. We have situations where the Red Chinese, I talked about the hackers at the old Beijing train station years ago, and I used to give out their IP addresses and all the stuff, and there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of IPs. And, oh, man, all the German ones, all the level three, you know, all the U.S., no such. The Russian ones, all the different ones I used to give out. The old hack attack stuff. Still ongoing, still there. But there's power in the blood of Jesus. And you better start paying attention to him. And to the red letter editions with the big print. That's what I like. I like the big print so I can see it. And I like the red letters so I know what Jesus had to say. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Now, Brother Quayle at stevequayle.com, or you can call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Or you can go to stevequayle.com and go to the contact section and email him from where he tells you to email there. And contact Steve, and you can get gold or you can get silver. Because it's going to get harder to get and harder to get, and the price is going to go up. And when it does go up, you ain't going to be able, when it really, really, really goes up, you ain't going to be able to get it at all. Because it's all going to be in the hands of those that got it. Brother Quayle used to say years ago, if you don't have it in your hand, then you do not have it. If you don't have it in your hand, then you do not have it at all. If you don't have the long-term storage food or the canned goods, you don't have it. If you do not have the water purification, filtration systems, the Berkeys, the Pures, the Katadynes, if you don't have those, that can get rid of the viruses, the bacteria, and the protozoas, etc., then you better have them, or the buckets, or the water blocks, or the smaller containers, the 5-gallon containers, or the, yeah, sure, the 55-gallon barrels, but it's hard to move those. I have those, but if you've got the little pump, you know, the little siphon pump, then you can siphon them out and put them into the 5 gallons too. And incidentally, there is something called that you can treat water with, so to keep it from becoming brackish. And it's the oxygen stuff. It's, oh, I can't, now that I'm starting to tell you about it, I can't think of the name. But it is an oxygen treatment that you treat water with. It will keep it, you got it in the containers, will keep it from going bad for up to 5 years. Get you some of that. Get you some of that. And you're also going to need, if you can't have the Berkeys, or if you can't have the Katadynes or the Pures, then you're also going to need something to boil water in. Whether it's a Dutch oven or some kind of a pan. You want a lighter pan, you can get that, but get something that's fairly large. Get something that's fairly large. The egg thing has still got me interested, because I'll tell you, all it takes is one or two workers at one of these big facilities and a little bit of something in the test tube, or a little bit of something in a little eyedropper or what have you, and pretty quickly you've got something that goes, blows in and kills 684,000 birds and drives the egg prices up. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you remember all the stuff when we used to track the Spetsnaz? We had all the train. We had all the train delays and derails and all the different things. Yep. Roger that, Crazy Horse. There is a worldwide shortage of gunpowder, and we talked about the ammo prices. That is going to drive everything up through the roof, or you won't be able to get it. So if you don't have it, you better go out and get it. Now, U.S. Sporting and Outdoor Products Group Vista Outdoor warned and alerted customers that ammunition prices are set to surge. I talked about this last week as well, to an anticipated global shortage of gunpowder. You might see the prices go up in the coming weeks, at least 1 to 7% on shot shell, rifle 1 to 7%, handgun 1 to 5%, 22 long rifle 1 to 5%, primers 5%, Alliant powder 10%, limited availability. You also have the Russian-Ukrainian war nears the two-year mark, in Israel another 1.5 months. But Germany does not have enough ammunition to even stand against the Russians for a day or two. And then you kind of wonder how much ammunition the United States government has, outside of the IRS agents, the ATF agents, and the EIEIOs. So you had better do what you can do right now to get yourself ammunition. You better do what you can do to get yourself the ability to purify water, or to boil water, or to store it. The ability to have long-term storage food that's dehydrated or freeze-dried. Because it lasts a long time, you see, it lasts a whole long time. But easy to reconstitute and not much weight. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, I'm sorry, I'm a little sluggish tonight, just a little bit, because I was tired today. I had to get up too early to go in for the early lab work. So the thing is, I can't tell you anything else, but you better prepare. You better prepare and continue to prepare while there is still time. You can do it in a way that can be done the proper way. Can be done the proper way. Just buy it, nothing else, an extra can of this, an extra can of that, an extra box of ammunition. Another 5-gallon water jug, you know. Or if you use gallon water jugs, let's see, if you're using bottled water or something like that, save the ones that are the gallon jugs. Use those. But if you're doing it and you're the one purifying the water, then by all means, get yourself some other containers that are of the carrying type that you can throw in your truck, your car, what have you. Or take down the road. If nothing else, you can get 5-gallon buckets with the screw-on lid, which you might put food in or something like that, but you could also put a little water in them. Carry them on a pole over your thing when you go down to the creek or you go down to the river or the stream or the little pond or lake. Dip them up there, get them off into the underbrush where you can't be seen and purify the water. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. You want to keep Old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. Believe you me, anything.
Well, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I guess the old devil Dan Scratch and the Lucy's and all of the powers that be didn't want Hawk on the air. They sure as heck didn't want me telling you how you could keep me on the air, did they? And they also started to talk about the Indochina Bible Project of the Nunemakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R-S, Nunemaker. And they are giving free Bibles away. Well, they're giving Bibles away, not free, but, I mean, you donate, and then the Bibles will be given to the in the dialects of the individual villages where they have each one has a separate language almost. Nunemaker Bible Project, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N-P-A, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold as well. Now, I'm going to tell you what, pray for everybody that's in the watchman position, because I'll tell you, I think they're starting to really try to take us out. They're going to start to come for you. They're coming for Trump. They're coming. They came for Giuliani. They're coming after everybody. And consequently, they don't want me on the air talking to you tonight. And so, therefore, let's just look at what we've got going. Lord Jesus, the miracles that he's got me to be on the air after where I was at, not more than a little after a week or so ago. And I still feel, people think, well, Hawk, you sound great. Sounds like you're just out there running around the block doing jump decks. Well, I'm not. I can't walk more than about 30 paces or 40 paces at the most without a walker. It's hard for me to stand up straight. And then the things that I had late in the summer where I could not walk and my leg, I think somehow that somehow has to do something with the cancer as well, because that has returned and I am in intense pain. So I think that my voice, the Lord preserved my voice to be on the air, and I'm sure thankful that all of you are praying, and I'm sitting right here just bad as you please, although I've lost a large amount of weight. I've lost about 73 pounds in a couple months, 73 pounds in about 2 months. So just to let you know about that. So I am not in the best of shape, but I am alive, and I'm on air, and I have the medical miracles that the prayers are delivering through our Lord Jesus. And if it be the Lord's time to call me home, he will do so. If it not be that time, he'll sustain me in the way that he sees fit to sustain me and my family. And I hope you'll help with that. I really do, because everything is most needed and most welcome. Believe you me. I don't know what to tell you other than you don't want to go into their Luciferian night without a fight. And I can sure see it. And with a solar flare, we could have had just as easily a big solar EMP and knocked stuff out. Or we could have the EMP from Little Kimmy and his two satellites above the Nebraska-Kansas area of the United States. Or we could have the Russians do it. Or the Red Chinese do it with their hypersonics that can reach anywhere in less than 5 minutes around the globe and do the EMP up above or hit actual targets down below. So this thing is not going to go into the world-class, wonderful, you know. This is going to go just as Lord Jesus said in Matthew 24. And as I read to you out of Daniel tonight, it's never going to ever be this bad ever again. It never has been since the beginning of the world. Since the beginning of the world. So I'm going to tell you what. A friend of the show for a number of years, a nice lady from Arkansas, she sent me a badge. Life is tough, but I am too, okay? But so am I. And then I always remember the scholar Temecula, his wonderful son, Travis. Never, ever give up. Never, ever give up. And I still have that black wristband that said, never give up. And I ain't going to give up because I'm with the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus is with me. You repent of your sins and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. Repent of your sins as best you can. And don't you tell me, well, heart, do you repent of every single one you've ever done since you're the age of two? Bah, bah, bah. Forget all that junk. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins and I ask you to come into my heart to be my Savior. And Lord, deliver me from all of this stuff. Show me the way, the truth, the light, Lord Jesus, that you are. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. What a time of the year to be involved in it. And what a time of the year to wonder what we're going to go through here very shortly. And I don't know the exact when and the exact why. But anything that you can do on a daily basis or a half-day basis or a quarterly of the quarter of the day basis or an hourly basis, anything you can do. And I would also tell you, look around in your own town. See what you got going. If you can pick it up, go pick it up. Get your stuff to a bug-out location, but better make sure it's not 500 miles away. And I tell you, if you're less than 50 miles, less than 40, less than 30, less than 20, but you've got a good spot, then you ought to preload that in some kind of way or another. Preload it. Or if you've got a spot down the alleyway, you know, or you got another spot in your back, the back of your farm, in the back of your rancho, you know, you better preload it with your some food and some water purification gear, ammunition, and medical supplies. You see, even your prescription goods that you may have to take on a daily basis for something, they're generally being made in China. They're not going to ship them to our drug companies. They're not going to send them here so that you can be healthy. They just are not going to do it. You better, I told you last night about the fish antibiotics and all those type of things. That the manufacturer of those, the Fish Mox, Fish Flex, which is a website, Fish Antibiotics, where they're made. And if you look them up, and I have looked them up in the past, they're made by the same people. They have the same numbers in many cases, the same colors, alphanumeric stuff on them as those made for humans. But you need to check into that with your own physician, or you can go to where there is no doctor, or go to Nurse Amy online, all right? And look it all up and read about how many people have used these over the years when push came to shove. To stop stay in the game, to stay alive, and to fight against the enemies of Lord Jesus, to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. And believe me, they are out there, and we need to have you to be doing those things that will not only keep you in the game, food, water, all the different supply-wise, but also to strike blows against the enemy of Jesus and let them wonder where they're going to be, you see. Let them wonder where they're going to be when you nail them, you know, with an old 45-70 buff gun, all right? From way down an old pathway up in the mountains somewhere, maybe in Utah, you know, and where you nicked them and left them lie in the ditch down there about 800 yards or 900 yards. You know what I mean? We got to make the stand for Lord Jesus. We have to make the stand for our families, for our businesses, our homes. And don't go into their Luciferian night without the fight. There's nothing that says you have to honor Lucifer or his minions or his killers. Take them out. Take them out and lay them in the side of the road, all right? And go back to eating your cheeseburger. And old Big Mac out there. I hear you out there, brother Big Mac. I know you're shooting and getting real skinny on anything that you miss passable at. And all the old iron sight shooters in western Kansas, to the Upers up there who are practicing, to all them Ohio boys and southern Illinoisans and central Illinoisans. Yeah, even the old Champaign crowd over there. And the old Macon County crowd, all the people out there. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, to Missouri, to the Maine Maniacs, to the old Buffalo gals, oh, yes, to all of those people all over the place, to the Northern Californias. Ah, got a lot of good people up there, and to the beekeeper and all the people in the Carolinas. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Do those things that you need to do to keep yourself and your family in the game. And if you can keep old Hawk in the game and pray for me and anything, like I said, is most needed or welcome. Or if you can keep the Noonamakers in the game or any other watchman or brother Steve Quayle, pray for brother Quayle. Lord Jesus, will you pray for Brother Quayle? Provide any medical miracle he might need or any other miracle that he might need to stay in the game and to continue to provide the information that he provides. And you go to SteveQuayle.com, you can get gold or silver, contact him. You can also get the QPOS 2.0 or the private briefings or any of his books. And if you get the books, man, oh, man, oh, man. They're all footnoted. They're big, thick, floppy table-sized books with all kind of information. And if you want to get your kids understanding or your grandkids understanding how it is we got this place or knowing about Genesis, sick giants, or a number of different things, angel wars, whatever it might be, premise of the promise, Xenogenesis, all the different books that may still be available, go check them out at SteveQuayle.com. Baby, baby, baby. I don't know what else to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, right at this point. And I try to tell you the truth about what's up with me. It looks like I'll make the first of the year. That's what the doctor told me. And he said, remember, that's what you came to me and you told me that was the main thing you wanted, was to get through Christmas and get through to the first of the year with your wife. He said, that looks like that's going to happen. So I am very thankful for that. And I'm thankful to the Lord Jesus for providing me with the medical miracles at behest of your prayers. And also, hopefully, because Archangel Michael chose me to work for Lord Jesus. And anymore, if anybody said, well, what do you do? Or what? I said, well, you know, some people say I'm retired, but I work for the Lord Jesus. And they say, oh, okay. What they don't know is I'm extremely serious because that's who I do work for. And I work for him on your behalf as well as on his behalf. All kind of games afoot. Better watch out what's going on. They're still trying to take your guns or declare you a terrorist because you sold somebody a firearm. And that is not what it was meant to be. The Second Amendment is the Second Amendment. And you always have the right to defend yourself against evil and against all these fools. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for the Bill of Rights. Stand for your family, for your farm, your rancho, your business, your car, whatever it is. Stand for it. Mighty men and women of valor. MMB, strike blows with your high technology weapons against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. Do it tonight. Give them the earthquakes. Blow up their stuff. Leave them quaking in their boots as they hide in their underground bunkers. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready to go see Lieutenant Tanner. Mickey LaPool, Mickey, stay on the optics and squeeze that old trigger, Mickey. Because I'm going to tell you what, to be better off with you that way than get you hand to hand.